This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe died on Friday at age 95. He leaves behind a complicated legacy. Mugabe's former deputy and current president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, stuck to the hero narrative in Twitter posts, saying he was an icon of liberation, a Pan-Africanist who dedicated his life to the emancipation and empowerment of his people. However, many others view the late president less charitably. Mwela Mnandaya, Amnesty International's deputy regional director for Southern Africa, said that while casting himself as the savior of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe inflicted lasting damage upon its people and its reputation. The NATO-led military alliance says an American soldier and a Romanian soldier were killed in action on Thursday in Kabul, Afghanistan, raising the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. The blast killed at least 10 people and injured 42 others. U.S. Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad said just this week that the United States had reached an agreement in principle with the Taliban for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from 5 military bases. In return, the Taliban would renounce ties with the al-Qaeda terrorist group and guarantee that Afghanistan would not be used to plot terrorist attacks against the United States. Hurricane Dorian has weakened to a Category 1 storm after generating tornadoes and flooding roads in North and South Carolina. The winds are expected to slowly weaken through Saturday. Elsewhere in the islands of the Bahamas, people have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives following the onslaught of the hurricane, which was an extremely powerful Category 5 storm upon its arrival. International search and rescue teams are spreading out across the islands looking for survivors. This is VOA.